thank you so much for joining me here on Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Kathy Moser. I'm a songwriter, artist, and a person in long-term recovery. And together we're going to have this explorement. That's a word I made up. It's explore and experiment mushed together on the many ways that we can use our recovery to help strengthen our creativity. And we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. Each week we're going to pick a topic and explore from different directions on how it affects our recovery and our creativity. So recovery and creativity, they're just like each other in that they're both better when we do them together. And life, of course, is a we program. We! So please shoot me an email or Facebook me and let me know what songs you'd like to hear and what topics you'd like to have experiments on. Today's theme is going to be To Thine Own Self Be True, which was originally a quote out of a play by William Shakespeare, that man who affected so much of our culture with his own experiments on language. And the full quote from Hamlet is, "To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the day, the night, thou cannot then be false to any man." So why is this hard in recovery, and why is this hard in creativity? I think for myself personally, one of the reasons it can be hard to be true to myself is because I want to be liked by other people. And sometimes like, I sell myself out in order to be liked. It's definitely true that this was a part of my using life, is that I couldn't be true to myself, and so I would seek relief in drugs and alcohol. It didn't work, by the way. People like me much better now that I am true to myself or working on questing to be true to myself. A friend of mine has a great quote. He says, "The quality of one's life is largely determined by the appropriate use of the word yes and the word no." This first song I'm going to play for you today was written by Amy Dalton, Caitlin Cannon, and myself. And we were talking about wanting to have a rehearsal, and we couldn't have the rehearsal because Amy had made some commitment to somebody that she really didn't want to do, but she couldn't say no. And as we were talking about that, we ended up talking about all the things we'd ended up doing in life that we really had no desire to do, but we just couldn't say no to the person. So this song came out of it. It's called Great Sure Fine.
One, two, one, two, three.
Afternoon, ma'am. Moment of your time. No, don't shut the door. This idea, it wasn't mine. In case you'd like to know how it ended up like this, there was an opportunity they said I couldn't miss. Honestly, it was quite an awkward conversation. Only reason I agreed was to avoid the confrontation.
Great, sure, fine. What time? Great, sure, where? There.
When I think of all the things that I wish I hadn't bought, when that voice inside my head was saying I should not.
Timeshare.
Crock pot.
Stationary bike.
Got a longer burger basket.
And I think that you might like it.
Great, sure, fine.
What time?
Great, sure, where?
I'm there.
That's why I'm standing in the middle of this lake, in these gators with these gators. That's the price of being fake.
Last week in a field in full camo gear, I'm pheasant hunting now. How did I get here?
I said,
Great, sure, fine.
What time?
Great, sure, where?
I'm there.
And all along you've had no clue that I didn't want to do these things I do. Years of my life now washed away, for instead of no, this is what I say.
Everybody!
Great, sure, fine.
What time? Great, sure, where? I'm there.
That's why Sunday at 9 a.m. I'll be being born again.
Afraid if I say no, then I won't have any friends. Even if they are all Jehovah's Witnesses.
Great, sure, fine.
What time?
Great, sure, where?
I'm there.
So, ma'am, may I come in? May I come in? May I come in?
No.
That was Great, Sure, Fine, performed by Caitlin Cannon and myself, Kathy Moser. I'll put that up on my SoundCloud page for you to be able to stream it and listen to it. So the word yes and the word no, and when do we use them? I've been reading this new book. Well, it's not a new book, but it's new to me. It's called Boundaries. And it's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And honestly, it's not a book I'd probably usually read because it's just a little bit out of my comfort zone. But what I was really interested in noticing was they talk so much about our talents and using our talents and setting boundaries around ourselves so that we can do what it is that we're here to do. And he says in the book, he says, or they say, our talents are clearly within our boundaries and are our responsibility, yet taking ownership of them is often frightening and always risky. The parable of the talents, which is a parable out of the Bible, says we are accountable, not to mention much happier, when we are exercising our gifts and being productive. So I think that I think myself as a creative person, you know, being true to myself has meant sometimes leaving some of my friends behind. And I had the same experience in recovery, and I don't know if you might have had it too. I know a lot of us, well, I'll just speak for myself. When I chose to stop drinking and stop doing drugs, some of the people that I thought were my friends really no longer wanted to have anything to do with me, which worked out well in the long run, but it was definitely hard in the short run. And what I needed to do at that time was make sure that I went out and found a new tribe. And it's my experience that sometimes when we leave our old tribe and go out looking for our new tribe, sometimes we have to walk alone through the desert for a while. And there's this period where it's hard, that we know we're leaving our old tribe behind and we haven't found the new tribe yet. My experience is in creativity that this is also true. What I noticed was I hung out with a group of people that really wanted to do or talked a lot about wanting to do creative things. But they weren't really doing them. And Julia Cameron talks about this in her book, The Artist's Way, which I just cannot recommend enough. In The Artist's Way, she talks about the fact that it's so important to have friends who are doing the work and not talking about doing the work, but actually doing the work. And what I noticed was when I actually started touring and leaving home and going out on the road, there was a whole group of people that just kind of dumped me. And I have to say, like, my experience in getting better in recovery and in creativity has been several times over having to leave this old tribe and go forward and cultivate a new tribe of people who are actively doing stuff. I think of Tommy Rosen. He has a great quote. He's a person who started Recovery 2.0. He's a Kundalini yoga teacher, and he says, I don't want to be remembered because of the fact that I stopped drinking and doing drugs. I want to be remembered for what I did and accomplished after I stopped drinking and doing drugs. And for me, that's true also. This next song I'm going to play is called Your Own Backyard. It's by an artist songwriter named Tom Dean, and he responded when I kind of put the call out into the world that I was looking for songs. Just like to remind you that I'd love to hear from you also. You can email me at Kathy@KathyMoser.com or through the City of Angels show page. And when you go to that show page, there'll be links to everything I've referenced in the show, the quotes I mentioned, the books that I mentioned, and the artists that I played. So this is Tom Dean with his song, Your Own Backyard.
Mm-hmm. promises. Hit the throttle, no. That it's wrong. Scary Mary, she's a rocket rider. She takes a needle, lets it go inside her. She knows that it's wrong. Some will make it, some will never matter, some will fake it, watch their loved ones scatter. The only true way home is through your own backyard. Through your own backyard. Floating down the river, you'd love to go there, float down with her. You know that it's wrong. Scary Mary, she will disconnect every dream that you ever expected.
That was Through Your Own Backyard by Tom Dean, a song about being true to yourself. So what can we do for ourselves and for each other to help ourselves stay true to ourselves? I think in recovery and in creativity, it's possible that the answer might be the same. In creativity, I think for myself, it's staying true to myself is following my heart and loving what I love. Not what I think I should like, but what I actually do like. So I'm like a little left-wing hippie chick folk singer person. And it turns out I really, really like Aerosmith. And I really like this band called Cake. And I really like some hip-hop. And in my own work, you know, by following what really excites me and what I really like, whether it makes sense to anybody else or not, is what's helped me be joyful in my work. And I believe the same is true in our recovery. And it's also a gift that we can give to each other. We can see what a gift it is in the world when people are true to themselves. There's artists in particular who are just visionary. I think of Van Gogh, and I had such a deep experience of being able to be at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam and watch people line up one at a time in front of the paintings, kind of unspokenly, just to have the opportunity to stand there and be face to face with one of those paintings. There's certain artists who have just created something totally new, like Van Gogh or James Turrell, this light artist that I was able to see this summer. I also think of Kurt Cobain, who just had a completely original take on music. Ani DeFranco, Modest Yahoo, definitely, who is a Yiddish rapper, reggae artist, and actually raps in Yiddish and in Hebrew, as well as in English. People that have followed their own true selves have, you know, made it safer for the rest of us to do that. And I'm sure that it's true that when we each individually are true to ourselves, that we give a gift to the world. This next song I'm going to play for you was written in a workshop at Alina Lodge, and it's called Transparency. And so this song is about not only about being yourself, but allowing other people to see that when you're doing it. And one thing I love in particular about this song is that in America in particular, we live in the ghetto of our age groups. We tend to only hang out and congregate with people of our own age. And what I love about recovery is that's not true. In recovery, we don't care how old you are. If you need help, you're in. And in creativity, we don't care how old you are. If you're good, you're in. You know, if you can do the gig, you get the gig. So this song was written by some older women who had some Broadway experience and some younger women who had some hip-hop experience. And you're going to hear the song performed by this girl named Gypsy, whose art you can catch on online. She's a great young rapper coming up. She is doing the hip-hop part, and I'm doing the Broadway part. I'm a little bit out of my depth, but I hope you'll enjoy this song. It's called Transparency.
Authentic me, see what's inside, transparency.
You ever get lost in a fog inside of your head? You don't wanna be here and you don't wanna be dead. The thoughts keep on racing and you don't wanna think, so you shoot up that poison or you drink on that drink. You know, living this way ain't good enough for you. It's so obvious when the tape plays through. You're tired of the questions, you're tired of lying. Your addiction tells you give up, ain't no point in trying. You're tired of complaining and you're tired of being screwed. And the question they keep asking you is, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna, what you gonna, what you gonna do?
I don't want to hide the authentic me. See what's inside, transparency.
I am taking suggestions to follow the lead. I am learning new ways in how to be free. Self-will run riot was my old way. Now I try to listen to what others say. When I pick myself up and take direction, things get better without question. I replace my pride with humility. Let go of anger for serenity. I cultivate the garden of my soul. I relinquish the illusion that is control. I plant seeds with faith that they'll soon grow. And I wait with patience, cause this process is slow.
I just want to release, it's time to let go. Ever evolving, one with the flow. The beat goes on and on. It's more than just music when my heart sings the song. And I don't want to hide the authentic me. See you.
I reach out, I push myself, grateful to be me and nobody else. I take off my robes, come down from my throne. I don't have to walk through this world all alone. I get out of my head and stay out of my way. Have an attitude of gratitude, be willing to stay. To finish this race that's set before me. Keep my eyes on the prize, get down on my knees. To feel what's real and be authentic. Take a blind leap of faith as if I. Take a blind leap of faith as if I. I'm gonna feel what's real and be authentic. Take a blind leap of faith as if I meant it.
Just one release, it's time to let go. Ever evolving and one with the flow. The beat goes on and on. It's more than just music when my heart sings the song. I don't want to hide the authentic me.
And now it's time for the 12-step minute, where we take the topic of the week, to thine own self be true, and run it through the 12 steps in 60 seconds or less. Here we go. Step one, if you're an addict or an alcoholic, honestly, being true to yourself, that could save your life. Two, you are not God. If you think you are, please see a doctor. Three, you have a will. Why not use it for the highest good by aligning it with a higher power? Four, you did some stuff you should not have done, and so did other people. Five, when we are true to ourselves, we can tell the truth to someone else. Six, consider letting your old self go so your new self can show. Seven, trusting our higher power to take away our old self so our true self can grow. Eight, taking our true past and putting it on paper. Nine, being true to the people we have harmed. 10. Being true, that means owning our mistakes in real time. 11. If we are spiritual beings, then being true to our spiritual self means having a spiritual practice. 12. If we got to meet our true selves by being helped, we become our true selves by helping others. That's all she wrote, folks. Just a reminder, you're listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name's Kathy Moser. So happy to be with you tonight. And this segment of the show is the Culture Corner. As the recovery movement grows stronger and stronger, we're seeing more and more places and spaces in the culture where recovery is supported and celebrated. And one of the most exciting ones, I think, is this new collegiate recovery movement. You may not be aware that there's colleges and universities all over the country that have recovery programs on campus. Those usually have at least one of these three elements. One is they'll have some kind of support on campus. That may be meetings, it may be a space, it might be a counselor. Some of them have sober dorms, sober housing. Some of them help connect students in recovery who want to house with someone who is in recovery together. Some of the colleges also have a separate track into the university so that if you had a bad year because, I don't know, you were a drug addict or an alcoholic, that you might be able to get into the college through applying through the recovery track. And lastly, but not leastly, some of those schools also have scholarship money for recovery students. These colleges are all over the country. You can find out about them by visiting on the web either the Association of Recovery Schools or also the Association of Recovery in Higher Education. And this movement has become so strong that there's actually a magazine out now. It's called Recovery Campus, and you can find them online at recoverycampus.com, and they'll have listings of a lot of the different schools. Just to mention a few is the University of Vermont in Vermont, obviously, the University of Oregon, the University of California, the University of Alabama, Penn State University, Augsburg College in Minnesota, the University of Michigan, Texas Tech University, Vanderbilt University, and the University of North Carolina, as well as Kennesaw State University, which I believe is in Georgia. What's cool about these schools is they're giving kids an opportunity, or anyone really, an opportunity to have a full-fledged collegiate experience with activities and academics. And they're also developing a great group of student leaders who got clean and sober at a young age and are really changing the landscape of recovery in the country. So check out the collegiate recovery movement. There's also about 75 in the pipeline. So if there's not one up and running near you right now, there may be. And also you can get resources on how you might want to start something like that in your area. I'm going to close out the show today with a couple of quotes out of a book called Art Heals, which is by Sean McNiff. It's the subtitle is How Creativity Cures the Soul. And again, thinking about being true to ourselves, he says, the circulation of energy within the art and healing experience is the most practical and effective feature of the work we do. One's energy can be defined as a quality of animation, vitality, and expression. And so going back to the boundaries idea, thinking about to our own self being true, if as an artist, the main thing that we do is work with our own energy, then this is why we need to be both protective of ourselves and surround ourselves with a tribe that supports us being true to ourselves. I believe for many of us as artists and also as people in recovery, we've played small our whole lives, often because of our addiction or maybe because of our family background. And for myself personally, one of my quests here in being true to myself is to allow myself to be as large as I am and to not play small so that I fit into my community. And if I am being in a community where I need to play small to fit in, then to find the strength and courage to leave that community and go find a place where people are comfortable with me trying to reach as far as I can creatively and in recovery. Because this life, I'm completely convinced that the higher power does not want us to play small. I'm going to close with a quote by Joel Osteen. I've been stalked apparently recently by him. It's come up in conversation so many times, I finally broke down and went out and bought this book called Breakout. And on the back of the book, it says, "You were not created to just get by with an average, unrewarding, or unfulfilling life. God created you to leave your mark on this generation. You have gifts and talents that you have not tapped into. There are new levels of your destiny still in front of you." And I hope that this show has given you some strength and courage and hope in order to be able to take some action, both in your recovery and in your creativity, to live a bigger life. This has been Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery Radio. I'm Kathy Moser. Please be in touch, and don't forget to tune into the other shows that are on City of Angels Recovery Radio every day of the week.